Peace be upon you. Today's podcast is part two of Dr. Rashad Khalifa's audio, What Life is All About. God willing, we will begin where the last session left off.
You know, there are so many people who are talking in vague terms about capturing the heavenly light and dissolving it into your whole being, and all this doesn't mean a thing, you know, all these things. It is much more practical than that. It is much more specific than that. And God has been sending to us the exact methodology of developing our person, our real self, since Adam, since the first human being. It came down to us in the Bible, in the Old Testament, in the Psalms of David, in the Gospel of Jesus, in the Quran. And now we have specific methods of developing the person, the soul. And exactly what to do and when, and the most efficient ways and the least efficient ways. We now possess this valuable information. And we're told that you must make contact with God, your Creator, 5 times a day. This contact, you can think of ropes coming down from the Creator and keeping us out of this sizzling pan called the world. At the same time, we develop and we nourish ourself, the real self, the soul, by making these contacts 5 times a day. We are given exactly the combination. Actually, it's a numerical secret combination that anyone can obtain. And through this secret mathematical combination, you can make contact with God and nourish and develop your real self. 5 times a day, you are given the combination. You are giving the method, how to do it, when to do it, and this is the way to provide for yourself. Everyone takes breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, and so on, and dresses nicely, and buys a nice home, and has a beautiful spouse, or a handsome spouse, as the case may be, and all this to take care of the vanishing entity, the body. The big question is, what are you doing for you? The real person. And you can agree with me now that this is the biggest problem in the world, not knowing who we are. You notice I mentioned making contact with God. And this is, I'm talking about a specific methodology. I'm not talking about prayer. Prayer is fine, and it will contribute to the growth and nourishment of the person's soul, the real person. You know, millions of children grow up, we grow up knowing that we must say grace before we eat, say a short prayer, God is good, God is great, please thank you for our food and all that. Millions of people pray, I mean, they utter supplications, ask God for favors, and all this is fine, God loves that, but I'm talking about a practical, a real need for the real person. We have this physical evidence telling us exactly what to say, what sounds to utter. It is like the combination of a safe. You have this combination, a knob on a safe or where there's a treasure, and you have to turn it this way a certain number of times, and then this way to another number, and so on, and then you open the safe, and you have the treasure. It is very similar to that. A numerical combination, a combination of sounds that you must utter, a combination of movements that you must do, and this is common to all religions. It came to us, like I said, in the older scriptures and the latest scriptures, and in this new discovery of a tangible, mathematically coded method. And if you contact me at the telephone number shown at the end of this program, I can discuss this specific method with you. And the contact with God is not the only way to develop the soul. There are many other methods, but the daily contact with God is the most efficient. This is the stake of the soul food. But for example, there is a method of fasting, where you dictate on the body exactly when the body is going to eat or drink. And this, there's even a specific time of the year for that. So God told us exactly what to do to nourish our soul. And if this becomes known to you or to any other person, you can ask them, what did you do for yourself today? And they will not say zero or nothing, like most people would say now. The person would answer, I gave my body breakfast, lunch and dinner, and I gave myself 5 good meals by contacting my Creator 5 times today. There will be a big difference. There will be the proper arrangement of priorities. Right now, the priorities are all reversed. People are spending 99% of their time caring for the vanishing entity and totally unaware, totally neglecting the real self, the real person. And it's a big shame, because when the time comes and we shed the body, we will really regret that we didn't give the real person, the soul, the proper attention. You know, it is very well and finally established now that money, fame, beauty, and so on do not bring happiness. There is always something missing. Did you see the Barbara Hutton story that was shown on TV the other day? I was listening to a special, Barbara Walters special. She was interviewing Eddie Murphy. Here is a movie star who's got everything. He has 2 Rolls Royces, a Mercedes, a Corvette. He's got a palatial estate in New Jersey, his family. Yet he told Barbara Walters, there's something missing. We have to develop the real self in order to be happy. If you have a body that has everything, money, fame, everything it wants, everything the body wants, but the soul is not nourished, happiness will be missing. And this, now you can appreciate that this is the biggest problem in the world. And I know what you're thinking. You're probably saying, what is the catch? How much do I have to pay for this? Ironically, this very precious knowledge is free. It is just used for the asking. And like I said, it is not, there's no mincing of words. There is no vague ideas. This is, I'm talking about specifics. Happiness has been the most elusive goal for everybody. And now we know that material success, money, fame, and all this does not bring happiness. Now we have a concrete, tangible method by where we know. Actually, the secret of happiness, this most elusive of our goals, has been unveiled. And you ask all the philosophers and the people who have a lot of experience in life, and they will tell you readily that material success does not bring happiness. Money, fame, success, all this does not bring happiness. And I mentioned to you Eddie Murphy as an example in his interview with Barbara Walters. But now we have a concrete method with a track record that tells us that this most elusive of our goals, happiness, is actually attainable. And the secret is in developing and nourishing the real person. The people are unaware, they're going about their life totally unaware, totally neglecting the real self. And if they only develop and nourish the real person and put their priorities in perspective, happiness will be readily theirs.